that we want to please someone. And which is a problem. Because we are doing, and in return we said, we want to please so and so and so and so. That is a problem. Okay? It's a very, very, very problem. Doing something, saying that I want to please someone. Now remember, we are by the grace station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, you can interact with us on 0832894658, or you can chat to us on website www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there. Now we will read verse number 15, because number 40 it tells us that God said to the snake that you did a very bad thing, so bad things will happen to you. Now, verse number 15, it said, I will make you and the woman enemies to each other. Your children and her children will be enemies. You will bite her child's foot, but he will crush your head. That is what the sin does. The sin will make you to hate people. The sin will make you to do bad things to people. Because here we are told that the sin will make you to lose the relationship that you are having with people. As I speak now, maybe you no longer talking to someone that you maybe you have grown together. You're no longer talking to that person because of whatever that had happened. Now you no longer feel like you can speak to that person because of things that are happening, because of the sin. Sin will change your life. You know, we knew that you are very good, but now you are this type of a person. You were not like that before. But something just changed you. You are now changed, like you no longer value people. That is what sin does to the people. That is what sin does to, it did to Eve. Now, they were separated with God. This, always, when the sin comes, the sin make you to be separated with the people that you love, or people that you used to talk with them. So that is what the sin does. Now here the Bible tells us that the God said to the snake that you and your children, like you and your children, you will bite the children of a woman foot, and the woman will crush your head. That is what the sin does. The sin will make you to be separated with the people that you love. The sin will make you to no longer have dignity. That is what the sin does. That is what the sin does. Then now, when we go to verse number 16, remember, we are still meditating. The time is 7:47, which is 13 minutes to 8, as we are meditating. Now, the Bible said, number 16, then God said to the woman, I will cause you to have much trouble when you are pregnant, and when you give birth to your children, you will have much pain. You will want your husband very much, but he will rule over you. Okay? He will rule over you. That is what sin does. Yeah? That is what sin does. The sin will make you to do things that you didn't want to do. The sin will change your identity. That is what the sin does here. The sin caused that. Now, the sin will cause the enemies. The sin will cause separation. The sin will cause a hatred. The sin will cause jealousy. It will cause a lot of things. Right. We go to number 17. Then God said to the man, I commanded you not to eat from that tree, but you listened to your wife and ate from it. So I will curse the ground because of you. You will have to work hard all your life for the food. Then God said to the man, I commanded you not to eat from that tree, but you listened to your wife and ate from it. So I will curse the ground because of you. You will have to work hard all your life for the food the ground produces. That was a curse. That God had to curse. God had to curse the ground. No, not curse. Okay. I will curse the ground because of you. I will curse the ground because of you. I will curse the ground. That for you to eat, you must first work. That is why now, if you want to eat, you must first work. You must first work so that you can eat. Because if you don't work, you're not going to eat. If you don't work the ground, you're not going to eat. That is what happened to the woman. That for you to eat, you will work before you eat. That is why when you see in the morning we are waking up, we are going to work so that we can eat. Because if we don't work, we're not going to eat. We're not going to eat. So now, we are continuing. The ground will grow thorns and weeds for you, and you will have to eat the plants that grow wild weeds in the field. Number 19. You will work hard for your food until your face is covered with sweat. You will work hard until the day you die, and then you will become dust again. I use dust to make you, and when you die, you will become dust again. Sin, it causes death. Sin, it causes death. Because when we read James chapter 1, verse number 15, let's go to it, you'll understand that sin causes death. Chapter 1, verse number 15. It says, your desire grows inside you until it results in sin. Then the sin grows bigger and bigger and finally ends in death. The desire, your desire grows in you and it results in sin. Then the sin grows bigger and bigger and finally ends in death. That is what it does, the sin. It will grow inside you. It starts with like desire and until it results to sin. When you read with the message it say, let me read with the message. It say, lust get pregnant and has a baby sin. Sin grow to adulthood and become a real killer. That is what it does. Now, those who lust things which are not yours, that lust will turn to sin. Those who lust things which are not belongs to them, that lust, it will become sin. And when that sin grows bigger and bigger, and then slowly, slowly it grows until it becomes bigger, then it causes death. That's why I'm saying sin, it's very dangerous. It is very dangerous. Now, let's continue. We go to Romans chapter 6, verse 21 to 23. It's saying, you did evil things and now you are ashamed of what you did. Did those things help you? No, they only brought death. But now you are free from sin. You have become slave of God. And the result is that you will live only for God. This will bring you eternal life. When people sin, they earn what sin pays. Death, but you... Okay. When people sin, they earn what sin pays. Death. But God give his people a free gift. Eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. When people sin, they sin, then they earn what the sin pays, which is death. The punishment of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. It's like when we wake up in the morning to go and work. When we work, we know that month end, we are working for money. When I wake up in the morning to go into work, in my mind I said, when I work, month end, I'm going to receive money. Month end, I'm going to receive money. Now here the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. You can see how dangerous is sin. Sin is very, very dangerous. It will make you to be separated with the people that you love. It will make you to hate the people that you love. That is what sin does. Now, I'm going to a verse number 20. It says, Adam named his wife Eve. He gave her name because Eve will be the mother of everyone who ever lived. The Lord God used animal skin and made some clothes for man and his wife, and he put them clothes on them. The Lord God said, look, the man has become like us. He knew about good and evil. Now, the man may take the fruit from the tree of life. If man eats that fruit, he will be live. If the man eat the fruit again, he will live forever. Okay? He will live forever. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, sin will make you to be separated with the people that you love. Now, we are going to the verse that I gave you as we start our show, which is our main verse for meditating, which is Genesis chapter 4, verse number 5. It says, Abel, but he did not accept Cain and his offering. Cain was sad because of this, and he became very angry. The Lord asked Cain, why are you angry? Why does your face look sad? You know that if you do what is right, I will accept you. But if you don't, sin is ready to attack you. that sin will want to control you, but you must control it. That is Genesis chapter number 4, verse number 7. It's saying that God said to Cain, He said to Cain, which is Genesis chapter 4, verse number 7, you know that if you do what is right, I will accept you. But if you don't, sin is ready to attack you. Sin is ready to attack you. Sin want to come and attack you. Then sin will want to control you, but you must control it. Now, there are people whom they have allowed sin to control them. As I speak now, the sin has somehow controlled them. They are controlled by sin. Now, here Jesus, God said to Cain, if you do good, you will be able to control sin. The sin will not control you. Now, I think we the time is 8 o'clock. Now, I want to play the song by Emmanuel, which is by Elijah Odile. It's saying Emmanuel. When we come back, we are going to sign off tonight. I'm going to say two things and we'll sign off. It's been awesome. We will continue tomorrow. So let me just do this thing.
Life, you are living inside of me, Emmanuel.
Your name is God Emmanuel. That is Elijah. Now we were talking about what is sin. So we are not done. So I think we will just close our show here. It's been awesome, it's been good. As we were meditating, I want to thank each and everyone who have tuned in from 6 o'clock until now as we will be signing off. Remember, our show lasted for 3 hours. It just started now because of some other things. We will sign off here. It's been good. It's been awesome. We are by the Grace Radio, a station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now we may chat. You can chat to us on 0328946 58, our WhatsApp number. Our email is radio@bythegrace.org. And we are signing off. I'm signing off. I'm saying it's been good. I love you. Stay blessed. Thank you. Enjoy the song by Elohim, by Elijah again, Elohim. Then we will meet tomorrow. Thank you very much. May God bless you. Enjoy and have a wonderful evening.
myself in thee. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. The place you are, the That's where I wanna be. That's where I.